middle school has got great numbers. You know, I think this was actually the first year that I've been here that our high school 9 through 12 is over 100 kids out for football. So, I mean, you know, when we're getting those numbers and we get that buy-in, you know, and we get all these games for freshmen and for JV, you know, by the time that they get to the varsity level, then, you know, we've got a pretty good understanding of where they fit, you know, as an athlete and within the program and within our systems. And the kids also have a great expectation of, you know, what's expected and what they need to do to be successful.
Is there anything different with this team? You know, obviously you always kind of take a look at the crop of kids you have back, but any changes, or you just still kind of do the same method of operation?
Yeah, I think our base is still pretty similar, but, you know, obviously we're a different team. You know, we no longer have an Ohio State-kept quarterback, so, you know, we're not kind of swinging it just as much as we used to. You know, we're a little bit heavier with our personnel on offense. You know, we're trying to run the ball a little bit more. And, you know, and defensively, I think that we're a little smaller than we were last year, at least in the front seven. But, you know, I think we're very fast. You know, I think our team defensive speed is faster than it's ever been. And, you know, I think we're doing a lot of good things. So, you know, I think that we've still kept our main personality the same as I feel like we'll always do. But, you know, we definitely tinkered and adjusted things a little bit to fit this year's crew.
And tell us some of the things that you do like to do.
Yeah, you know, I think we still throw the ball. I mean, I don't think we'll ever not throw the ball. And, you know, I think we're basing out of a little heavier personnel this year. You know, our tight end's really good, Jet Zabel. You know, he's been kind of a focal point of the passing game. You know, and running the ball, we've definitely tried to be a little bit more intentional about doing that this season. You know, we've kind of got a good crew of guys back there with Kate still being able to run as the quarterback, Brack Mosier and Trey Lewis. And, you know, so we definitely have a lot of options still. I think, you know, we're not a one-horse pony on offense, but definitely a little different than we did in the past. And same thing defensively. I think we're still running, for the most part, on our same system. We're just going to be moving around a little differently because we feel like we've got a little bit more speed to play with.
Now, the Huron Tigers come in. They have a 3-3 record. Your scouting report on the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, they should be in the running, you know, as one of the most improved teams, AA. You know, I think that you see that when you watch their game film. You saw it right away with the game they gave T and coming down to really the last play of the game. You know, they've got a really good quarterback back there. They've got some great receivers. Their defense has been very solid all season long. You know, they're a team that I don't know if they're super flashy, which I don't know that they try to be, but they're very solid in what they do. And like I said, this is the program where you've seen the numbers come up. You're seeing the excitement come around. And, you know, Coach Strand's just done such a great job of building that excitement and getting people wanting to play and playing hard.
And wrap it up with this. We're now two-thirds through the season, heading into the final three games. What have you seen from your kids, and what do you want to see improvements on here as you head to November?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that, you know, we just need to keep doing is we just got to keep finding more and more consistency. You know, offensively especially, you know, I think that we've had some games where we've been very good. We've had other games where our timing hasn't been good and we've been a little sloppy mentally and with some different mistakes that we've made. Offensively, we really got to continue to find that consistency. And then defensively, you know, I think really they've been a really strong point for us the majority of the season. You know, they just have to continue to stay healthy and continue to build that depth. You know, I think the depth is the often underlooked part of a lot of football at this level, you know, and we can't afford to have a drop-off when we sub down because of a guy getting tired or a guy getting hurt. So depth and consistency.
Steve Still, head coach, Peter Governors. We'll talk to Huron Tiger coach Drew Strand next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95. Community support on the Huron Tiger Moment. Bill Plummer was a longtime sports editor and city editor at the Plainsman, 1931 to 1967. Working for then known as the Daily Plainsman, Plummer was an active supporter of the Tigers and also the Huron community. Bill Plummer was inducted into the Huron High School Hall of Fame in 1997.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The customer appreciation sale at Slumberland Furniture in Huron has been extended. The sale has been extended through Monday, October 9th, so you still have time to save till Monday, October 9th. We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. Rich, tell us all the details.
This is a pretty exciting one for us. This one is very, very time sensitive, but these will be the biggest discounts of the year. Up to 65% off of list prices. We have an extra 10% off all clearance. We've got a great custom dining program that normally doesn't have any discounts. We have an extra 25% off that. And in addition to all those savings, we can still combine that with the no interest for 36 months. Tremendous low prices, great specials from all of our vendors. This is one of those events where they step up with extra discounts, extra specials, and again, we can combine all that with no interest for 36 months. For the customer appreciation sale here, 65% off list prices.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame getting set for Huron at Pierre High School football on a breezy Friday night. Drew Strand, head coach of the Tigers. Huron now at 3-3 after a convincing win last week in Douglas. And coach, took a little while to get going, but once the offense got revved up there in the second quarter, boys just took control.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good to see our guys gain some confidence. You know, at the beginning there was, you know, a couple guys that had to kind of take over for us, cashing, breaking a couple tackles to score a big touchdown there early on, and then just seeing Connor Johnson kind of run around and take hold of the O-line and take over for them guys and say, hey, let's go. We got to continue to go. And those two guys did a fantastic job of pushing everyone else to get to the same level that they started the game with.
You know, and the defense was opportunistic. I think we had four interceptions, I remember correctly, a couple by Gavin Moding. Again, we're not always taking advantage of the field position, but like I said, once we got to the second and third quarters, really, we just took control.
Yep, I mean, we started locked in. Defense did a fantastic job, you know, getting four turnovers, allowing us to be able to move the ball down the field and continue to score and get some confidence there in our offense, especially going into this Pierre game tonight. So, you know, hats off to Gavin for getting two picks. Hopefully we can continue that and roll over to some more turnovers tonight against Pierre.
You know, and the other thing, too, I assume we got everybody who had a shoulder pads on, got them in there by the end of the game last Friday, because we haven't had a lot of opportunities to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, this year I know we've had at least about two opportunities for those kids to get in and, you know, get the feeling of the Friday Night Lights theme and thing, and those guys are excited to get in no matter what it is. So it's nice to be able to do that for our kids and just see the excitement on their faces about getting out there on a Friday night.
Well, now it's Pierre tonight. Pierre actually coming off a loss, which I haven't been able to say too often here the last few years, six-time defending champs, whatever it is. And while they had losses, they got numbers, and they are able to roll new kids in.
Yeah, I mean, they always got numbers, so it seems like they just keep plugging away at their offense and their defensive schemes, and they do a fantastic job. A lot of those guys are buying into what they're trying to do over the years, and, you know, there's a reason why they win consistently. It's just all their guys are buying in and doing the same thing. So, you know, I hope we can just come after them tonight and, you know, just compete along with side of them.
You know, much of the talk about Pierre's offense, sounds to me like you're maybe a little more impressed with their defense. Sounds like they're the definition of your favorite term, assignment football.
Yeah, I mean, watching them guys on film, they got a lot of guys, and they, you know, they're reading their keys, and they're doing exactly what they do. I know Brandon Valley tried to move them around a little bit, try to confuse them there, and, you know, that worked out for him a little bit, you know, so we'll see what happens with us, if we can do the same thing, or, you know, we're just going to kind of stick to true who we are and, you know, just continue to do what we do and hopefully have success.
And what we do, at least offensively, you know, we want to run the ball some just to keep them honest, and I know you still strive for that 50-50 split, which we've been doing pretty well on the last few weeks, but still, you know, at some point we got to go to the air, and, you know, everybody knows we got some receivers that can catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good. These guys are kind of like T, where they kind of man up, and they just say kind of beat us, and they cover all the gaps. So, you know, we're going to be able to take our shots net against them, and our wide receivers are going to have a big game and win their one-to-one battles if we want to be able to compete in this game tonight.
You know, when you mentioned Connor Johnson early, he and that offensive line unit, you know, they've kept Colton pretty clean a lot of the year.
Yep, so Colton's just got to continue and rely on those guys and, you know, just keep moving around and, you know, worry more about keying on his keys, and we'll have a good night tonight if he can find his reads rather than looking at the lineman for the pressure, because our lineman's done a fantastic job and he's done a great job of getting the ball out early. So if we can continue to do those little things right, we'll be here and right in with the game, hopefully.
And wrap it up with this. I mean, there's no looking away from it. Pierre's got a mystique there. I know the boys know it. You worry about them coming over. You know, it's just they're going to put their pads on just like Douglas did last week and Aberdeen did the week before.
Yeah, I mean, we got to compete with this team no matter who they are or what it is. You know, we just got to come in, compete, and, you know, we just got to believe in ourselves and believe in the things that we've done all season to be able to compete. A lot of our guys, you know, have just been playing just as long as these guys have, so I mean, we got a lot of guys in our team that have started now at least for 2 years, and, you know, they got a lot of guys that they have to replenish. So, you know, a lot of our guys might even have, you know, another year over them of offensive starters or defensive starters over the couple of years. But, you know, we just got to come out and compete and believe in ourselves and believe in our things and do our assignments.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. We have the anthem, the Flips opening kickoff coming up here from Pier on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota, and you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a 3-day right to cancel. Go to consumersc.gov and look under Transient Vendors for call 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
My name is Peyton Bischoff. I am number 14 for the Huron Tigers, and I play wide receiver.
Captain Caudill, number 15, running back, outside linebacker.
Ethan Bush, number 21, wide receiver and safety.
Gavin Moding, number 23, wide receiver and defensive back.
CJ Ganey, number 18, wide receiver, defensive back.
Tyson Fitzer, number 24, wide receiver, linebacker.
Holden Haig, number 32, middle linebacker, tight end.
Ethan Olsen, 42, safety, running back.
Okay, two, number 51, offensive line, defensive end.
William Davis, 64, DN, and left tackle.
Jake Shear, 60, O-line, D-line.
Lockerbaugh, 65, offensive and defensive lineman.
Connor Johnson, 75, right guard, DN.
D. Jackson Reno, number 78, O-line, D-line.
Brian Ramirez, a.k.a. Chumley, number 79, offensive guard and nose tackle.
Nick Kleinsasser, number 89, and kicker.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, we're back here in Pier getting set for high school football here on Tigers Pier Governors. Here's the starting offenses for the two teams for Pier. Head coach Steve Steele. Quarterback is Cade Kaiser. Running back Brock Mosier. Wide receivers Tyon Buss and Keenan Scott. Two tight ends, Cooper Terwilliger and Jet Zabel. The offensive tackles, Ty Mickle, Jacob Mickinen. The guards, Lucas Coleman and Zayden Rounds. And the center, guard is Matthew Brewer, and Zayden Rounds is actually the center. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Drew Strand starting an offense along the line. Tackles are Liam Davis and Hunter Finsky. The guards, Brian Ramirez and Connor Johnson. Tackle is the Jackson Reno. Wide receivers, C.J. Ganey, Logan Leyendecker, Gavin Moding. Tight end is Colby Hofer. Running back, Kashi Caudill. And the quarterback is Colton McNeil. Pier comes in with a record of 5-1. Huron Tigers come in at 3-3. As we begin the final third of the regular season, game number 7 of the season. So already you're not that far off from looking at the playoffs. Huron right now is the number 7 seed. I believe Pier is still at number 1. But Huron would like to move up, obviously, and got two home games after this one as well with Mitchell next week and then wrap up the regular season on a Thursday with the Mitchell Colonels. So we do have some great weather here tonight. Sun is setting now here at Hollister Field, but doesn't look like there's a ton of wind. There is a little wind right now The field kind of goes east-west, although it's kind of a kitty corner on that, too. Basically, my directions are completely messed up trying to figure out which way is which. To my left, the Capitol Dome is over the buildings there, over in that direction. One of the two games this year here on Tigers will play on grass. Last week at Douglas, this week in here in the Pier. We'll take a timeout at 2 minutes. Anthem and Flip coming up. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
National Anthem in the books. We'll get the flip here, and we'll be ready shortly here for Huron Tiger football. Again, a gorgeous Friday night for football. Probably our coolest kickoff temperature that we've had so far this year. But again, not a lot of wind, it looks like, anymore. The wind has toned down some. And, hey, this just feels like football weather, plain and simple. Jamie Hyatt crew is the official for our game. Our official's back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. I believe there's three Schoenfelders on the crew as well. They are the law on the field, and they're back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So the captain's coming out to get the flip, and then we will be ready to play football here on this Friday night. And there's volleyball going on at the arena tonight as well. Huron hosting Rapid City Central. They'll have Stevens tomorrow afternoon. We will have tomorrow's Stevens match on the air as well here on Tiger 95. Matt Watson will take a turn at the volleyball mic tomorrow. Again, in the final third of the season, Huron comes in 3-3, and Pierre at 5-1. Pierre lost to AAA Brandon Valley last week for their first loss of the season, and also snapped a pretty long winning streak for the Governors as well. Pierre is all in black tonight with white numbers and green and white trim. They're also sporting a lot of pink with the undershirts and the Target socks and that sort of thing. Huron wearing their road whites with orange numbers, black letters, and they're wearing their black pants. Traditionally, they wear the black pants when it's a grass field. They'll wear white pants when they're playing on the turf. And the flip must have been won by Huron, as Pierre will be kicking off to the Huron Tigers, and that's where we'll get things started here. Huron will be receiving from the goal to my left, and that's where I'm going to have a little trouble getting the video shot. If you're watching on video stream, The press box here in Pierre is kind of low, so we're going to have a hard time getting a lot of these shots here. Again, I'm working by myself, so I can only move the iPad so often. And when we go to the end zone to the left, it'll be a little harder to get a decent shot on the video screen that we can. I guess we can just do that, and I'll hold it here for the time being. Back deep to receive for Huron. Thackeray Hansen back in. He has sat out last week with a hamstring injury. Bubba Peterson is the other man back deep to receive for the Tigers. And ready to kick off for the Pierre Governors is Jet Zabel, kind of a do-all guy, and he's got plenty of D1 programs looking at his skills for next year. And ready to go here. Pierre kicking off to the Tigers. Pierre bunches up everybody to a sideline here on the kick team. I'm sure they'll spread out here as Zabel gets ready to kick the ball away, and he will kick it up and will be fielded short by Colby Hofer at about the 18. He's coming across the field trying to turn the corner and will finally get drug out at about the 35-yard line, and that's where the Huron Tigers will take over first and 10, and Colt McNeil will bring the Tigers out on the field. First and 10 right at the 35 was a bit of a short kick, and Colby Hofer, who is now playing pretty much full-time at the beginning of the season, he was restricted to mainly defense only due to injury suffered during baseball, but they got the all-clear for him to get in a little more. Here's a shift and a flag on the play. And going to get a nice run here by Cowdell, but this one's going to come back. We had a shift by the tight end, but we had at least one or two guys that were not set. And that's going to erase a gain of 11 for Huron. And instead of a first and 10 for Huron at about the 46, it's going to be first and 15. So, again, could kind of see that one right away. Looked like one of the ends went in motion late. Well, we're still having a discussion there, but that's sure what it looked like to me. Huron's ready to snap the ball, but the official's very slow in making the determination on what we're going to do here. Well, they got a second and short. Now we're having a discussion with the other side. We got one play in, and now we got the officials having a discussion here on what I assume is a penalty on Huron. But, boy, Huron's lined up at the 46. And boy, they call encroachment on Pierre. I'm a little surprised because, again, it looked like Huron was not set. But, hey, we'll take any call we can get. So it is an 11-yard gain for Cashton Caudell and a first down for the Huron Tigers. So a good first play for Huron, first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Again, a little shift in the middle. There was a flinch on the left wing, and now we will get a flag on Huron. That's what I thought we were going to get last play, but now it will be a 5-yard penalty on Huron. So now it's going to be first and 15 back at the 41. We sent one of the tight ends in motion. The other tight end flinched there on the left side. So now first and 15 back at the 41-yard line for Huron. First possession of the game, and we've had a penalty flag thrown on each of the two plays that have been run to this point, or I guess we didn't actually officially run that last play. First and 15 for Huron, and going straight up the middle, Caudell. This is a new look for Huron, kind of running a little wildcat with Caudell. I saw him practicing that on Wednesday. He'll get a couple of yards going up the middle, and it'll make it second and 13 from the 43-yard line. So a little different look there. And, again, I did see the Tigers working on that Wednesday when I was at practice. First time this year we've had that with Caudell. So now second down and 13 for Huron. And McNeil back in at quarterback. Go two receivers left, one receiver right. And roll it to the right. Here's the pitch. Caudell turns the corner, 45, and will get scooted out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. Took what he could get. He was forced out of bounds by Austin Langdo. And gets the ball up in Pierre territory up to the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 7 for Cashton. And it's going to be third and about five for Huron, just in Pier territory at the 49-yard line. Moding and Ganey go wide to the left. Now empty backfield for McNeil. McNeil, straight drop. Here comes the blitz. He's going to throw it long. Complete to Moding, and he's got some room down the left sideline. 25-20, one man to beat, and he'll get knocked out of bounds inside the five. First and goal here on Carson Stoser. Save the touchdown for the Governors. First and goal for Huron. Looks like right about down to the three-yard line. That's a gain of 43. It was just a quick out. Just trying to get the first down instead. Huron nearly got a touchdown. First and goal for Huron from the 3-yard line. And Caudill back in that Wildcat. He'll go straight ahead. Maybe gets a yard or two. He was caught initially by Spencer Easlin. Had some help from a couple of his teammates. Gain of two on the play. It's going to be second and goal from about the 2-yard line for the Tigers. Second and goal from the two. So we're nearing 10 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and Huron trying to get an early score. Roll out, and McNeil going to be caught in the backfield, picked up and taken down for the loss. He was planted that time by number 52, Lucas Chamberlain. I'm not sure if that was actually a run play or a pass play, but I'll go with a sack on that. Back to the six, a loss of four. Now it's third and goal at the 6-yard line for the Tigers. Boy, you got to capitalize when you get a scoring opportunity like this. Third and goal from the six, as McNeil having trouble getting the play in from the coach, and they may end up taking a timeout here. And let's see, they haven't started doing the last 5 seconds of the play clock yet. Third and goal from the six. And now a little shift up front, and straight up the middle is Caudill, and goes nowhere. Trying that Wildcat again with a couple of blockers in front of him. Did not fool Pier at all. No gain, fourth down. And looks like Huron may try. Are we trying? Nope, we are going to go for it here on fourth and goal from the six. For a second there, I thought we were bringing the kicking team in, but no, we just changed some personnel. So fourth and goal from the 6-yard line for Huron. Got to find a way to get into the end zone. Empty backfield for McNeil. Two receivers left, two right. McNeil looks left, and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage. And Huron will give it up on downs, getting the arm up in the air. Emmett Anderson and Pierre holds the Huron Tigers. And they'll take over first and 10 at their own 6-yard line. So Huron, again, missed opportunities in scoring position. That's been kind of the story of this season for the black and orange. And we see it pop up its head there again. First and 10 for Pierre from their own 6-yard line. And handoff to Mosier, coming off the right tackle, and doesn't get much as he's brought down by Colby Hofer and Bubba Peterson. Short gain on the play. It'll be second and 8 for the Pierre Governors. Second and 8 from the 10-yard line, we'll call it, for Pierre. And they stay in the shotgun with Kaiser, and rolls it to the left, picks it up, bobbled by Mosier. Now he's trying to turn the corner and got caught from behind. Tackle made by Holden Haig, and that'll set up a third down for Pierre. Did get across the 10 up to about the 12-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play for Mosier. That'll set up a third and 5, maybe third and 4 for Pierre. They go without a huddle and a jump as Kaiser clapped his hands and the Huron defensive line all jumped. And that's going to be an encroachment on Huron, and it looks like that should be enough for the first down for Pierre. Second penalty, 10 yards on Huron. And the Governors have their first down of the game. Instead of about third and 4, it's going to be first and 10 from the 18-yard line. First and 10, they go pistol formation with Mosier behind Kaiser. Mosier straight ahead. He's into the secondary. Flag on the play as Mosier will get tripped up by Caudill, but still enough for the first down here. But the penalty marker probably going to come back on a hold against the Pierre Governors. So this will be a half the distance job. Well, why are they walking it off from the 20? Well, they walked it off from the spot of the foul, and that is... It should be at the 9 is where it should be. They marked it off from the wrong spot, but in any case, new rule this year, a hold like that goes back to the line of scrimmage, but they did not do that. First and 18 for Pierre. They put a man in motion and flip it to the motion man. Coming to the right side, and he'll get most of the penalty yardage back. Running the ball that time for Pierre, again, was Brock Mosier. Oh, the foul is behind the line of scrimmage. Okay, I had that wrong. Mosier with the carry. And as I said, he gets the penalty yardage back. It'll be second and 9 for Pierre. Hand off up the middle, and again, that's Mosier, and he's going to get good yardage up past the 25 to the 26. We'll set up a third and short for Pierre. Charlie Martin in on the stop for the Tigers, along with Thackeray Hansen. It'll be third and 1 for Pierre. They're in the pistol formation. Receiver left, one receiver right. You're on crowding the line, and they fake go right up the middle and coming back the other way. First down for Pierre. Did not see who got the carry there. Tackle made by Caudill and Hansen. And that'll be a first down for the Pierre Governors. At the 32-yard line, second first down of the first quarter for Pierre. First and 10 from the 32. Kaiser, empty backfield, will take it himself, goes up the middle, ranges off to the right, and skips to the sideline, and he's going to get good positive yardage there again, shoved out over there by Connor Johnson on the play. And that's a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be second and 4 for Pierre. Second and 4 from the 38-yard line is up here on their opening possession. Huron got inside the 5-yard line but could not punch the ball in. Now Pierre with the ball inside of 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Again, empty backfield for Kaiser, looking his first pass, and it's the bubble out to Mosier. Gets a kick-out block up the field. Tripped up, he'll get enough for the first down up to the 45. Colby Hofer got the trip up on him, but he still got a few yards after the contact. Caudill ended up helping out as well. And quickly, a first down for Pierre up to the 45-yard line. Gain of 7. And again, Kaiser up the middle. They go without a huddle to the 50. And then, boy, he got hit there right at the 50. Tackle low by Ganey. And high by Moding. Gain of 4 on the play for Kaiser. It'll be second down and 6. Ball just shy of the 50-yard line. Second and 5. Here's motion. That's Mosier. And now we have a whistle, and they'll call whistle the play dead. They had Mosier in a motion there. And that'll cost Pier 5, and it'll be second and 10, the ball back at the 45-yard line. Third penalty, 20 yards already on Pier on this drive. Second and 10 back at their own 45-yard line. Empty backfield, Kaiser throws that short out. The pass is complete. Back to the 50. Good open field tackle by Leyendecker. The pass complete to Mosier. Second catch for Mosier. Gain of 5. It'll be third and 5 for Pierre. Again, right at the 50. Again, right up to the line. No No huddle, and there's Huron jumping, but okay, no encroachment there. Pier wanted it, no encroachment. Now Kaiser looks at the sideline to see what play they want to run here. Out of the no huddle, back to pass. Kaiser, plenty of time, throws over the middle. The pass is complete to Zabel, first down. Ball came out at the end of the play, but they're going to say he was down, tripped up by Caudell. That is enough for the first down for Pier. Three first downs here in this drive now, and the ball up to the 39-yard line and a gain of 11 on the play. Again, plenty of time there. Huron was only rushing three, it looked like. First and 10 for Pier from the 38-yard line. Now in Huron Tiger territory, 4:15 to go, first quarter. Pistol and straight up the middle goes Trey Lewis, and he'll get tripped up after a couple. Moting there defensively along with Juergens for the Tigers. And that'll be a gain of five and second and five for Pier. As they go to the 34-yard line. Play action, roll out to right. Kaiser will throw short. There's the pass to the tight end. Good open field tackle by C.J. Gainey as the catch made by number 11, Cooper Terwilliger. Gainey, a nice open field tackle. It's going to set up third and about two. Gain of three on the play. Third and two for Pier from the Huron 31-yard line. Back to the pistol formation. And straight ahead goes Mosier, I believe, or is that Lewis? He's going to spin forward. Enough for the first down. Ball came out. Was he down? I think they're going to say he was down. Second time that the balls came out in this possession, they're going to say that Lewis was down, and it's a first down for Pier at the 26-yard line. Gain of five on the play, and another first down for Pier. Boy, Pierce held the ball here for almost 6 minutes on this possession. Started at their own six. First and 10 for Pier from the 26-yard line. Pistol, they'll run the option right. And now Kaiser going to get hit in the backfield and drop for a loss. He was trying to string it out as long as he could. Finally coming in was Holden Haig. He just went right after the ball carrier and made the good wrap-up. Loss of a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 11. Ball back at the 27-yard line. Second and 11 for Pier. And again, no huddle as Kaiser just looking to the sideline to get the signals from the coach. Second and 11, empty backfield. Kaiser in the shotgun. Long count. There's the snap. Kaiser going to go straight ahead. Straight up the middle. He's got some room. And he's going to get down to the 15 and spin forward to about the 14. That should be enough for the first down for the Governors. So Pierre continues to basically move the ball effectively, efficiently, not flashy. Mason Juergens on the stop. Another first down for Pierre as Kaiser gets the ball down to the 13-yard line. That's a gain of 14 on the play for Kaiser. First and 10 from the 13-yard line. Again, they'll go pistol formation. And handoff, fake, and they try to get it out to Zabel and threw it wide right. It would have been Caudell and Zabel one-on-one if they had made the connection there. Was a good ball fake in the middle. I certainly bid on it. Clock stops with a minute 39 to go in the first quarter. Almost 7 minutes off the clock on this drive for Pier. We're still scoreless, but Pier is threatening as they'll have a second down and 10 from the Huron 13-yard line. Empty backfield, shotgun for Kaiser. Kaiser's just going to go straight ahead. He'll go off left, has a little room, turns the corner, breaks a tackle, gets caught inside the five. That'll be another first down for the Governors, and they'll have it first and a goal. Gavin Moting on the stop for the Tigers. Gain of 10 on the play for Kaiser. First and goal at the 3-yard line for Pier. Long drive. And now they have it first and goal at the 3. And remember, this was after Huron had a first and goal inside the 5 and failed to score. Pistol formation. Mosier is right behind Kaiser on the first and goal from the 3. Mosier straight up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown. Mosier, a 3-yard run, and Pierre takes the lead 6-0 with the extra point coming. A minute 21 to go in the first quarter, so 7 minutes 14 seconds on the possession for Pierre. They did throw the ball 5 times on that possession. And then just kind of grounded out. Looks like the longest play I have on my stat sheet was 14 yards. They just got positive yardage most every play. And now Pierre on to kick the extra point. The kick goes sideways, but it did get itself through. Kick is good by Asher Vandenbos. And Pierre leads 7-0. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, both teams had a chance to score, but Pierre was the one who did after Huron got the ball down inside the 5. And you got to remember, too, there was a touchdown-saving tackle by Pierre Carson Stozer, or else Moding would have scored on that play. Huron not able to get the ball in after that. And Pierre then takes over at the 6 and drives it right down the field in over 7 minutes. Now Pierre will kick off again to the Huron Tigers with a minute 21 to go in the first quarter. Now 7-0, a high end-over-end kick going to go to the far sideline and bounce out of bounds. Boy, Colby Hofer took a bit of a chance there because for a second there I didn't know that that ball was actually going to go out of bounds, but it did, so Huron will get the ball up to the 35-yard line, and first and 10 for the Tigers. And we're late in the first quarter. Each team's had the ball once, although Pierre had it for a lot longer than the Tigers did. First and 10 Huron from the 35-yard line. Going left to right on my radio dial, Tigers have it first and 10. They'll go pistol with McNeil. He'll hand off Caudill up the middle. Cashton crashes his way forward. He'll get 2 or 3 yards on the play. Bottom of that pile for Pierre was Emmett Anderson. Gets maybe 2 yards on the play. We'll give him 3. It'll be 2nd and 7 for the Tigers at the 38-yard line. We're down to 1 minute to go in what's been a very quick first quarter due to that long drive by Pierre. 2nd and 7 for Huron from their own 38-yard line. In McNeil, will hand it off straight ahead is Caudill and nothing there. And again, it's Emmett Anderson with the stop. And it's going to be 3rd and 7 for Huron. Not sure if Huron has to snap the ball again here or not. McNeil getting the play from the sideline. We're down to 20 seconds to go. It's very close if Huron does actually have to snap it or not. 3rd and 7 for Huron from their own 38-yard line. Again, shotgun for McNeil. 2 receivers right, 1 left. And there's the snap. A lot of rush and going to throw it deep again. Going to Ganey. He comes back to the ball in and out of his hands. Well defended back there by Carson Stoser. Ended up being just basically a jump ball there, 4th down, and that ends the first quarter. Huron will most likely be looking at a punt. Well, there's zeros on the clock anyway. Yep, it is. End of the first quarter, Pierre 7, Huron 0. We'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Punt to start the second quarter. Big rush. A high short kick by Hofer. Trey Lewis will field it at the 37, get about 5 yards upfield where he's tackled there by Thackeray Hansen. And it'll be first and 10 for Pierre as they get the ball for the second time here in the first half. So a three and out for Huron that time. And now Pierre methodical on their first possession where they scored. See, they go with that same idea here to start the second quarter. They'll have it at their own 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Governors. They'll come out pistol formation on the first and 10 play. Mosier in motion. He'll take the flip, going the jet sweep to the left. Turns the corner, running hard. Finally tackled after a gain of about 3 or 4. Ran a long ways to get 2 or 3 yards on the play. Connor Johnson and Holden Haig there defensively for Huron. We'll call it gain of 3, 2nd and 7. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. First set at the arena tonight. Huron defeated Rapid City Central 25-11. It's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 2nd and 7 for Pierre from the 46-yard line. They'll stay in the pistol formation. And the pitch going off right. It's Lewis trying to turn the corner. A nice open field tackle by C.J. Gainey. As Lewis was trying to cut it further to the right, Gainey, though, a nice tackle in the open field. Gain of about 3 on the play. It's going to be 3rd and 4 for Pierre from their own 49-yard line. Huron defense needs to find a way to get off the field. Pistol formation for Kaiser. He has Lewis, I believe, directly behind him. And he's going to hand it off up the middle to Lewis. Spins, puts his head down, and he's going to be very close to the first down. Boy, that's going to be very close. Huron looked like they had him right at the line, but he just kept the legs churning, and this is going to be very close to a first down, and I think he maybe got it. Gain of 4 on the play, and the officials, I think, going to bring the chains out to take a look at it. It looks to me like he got it, but it's almost right in front of me. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Our game over on KOKK into the first quarter. DeSmit leads Hitchcock Tulare 14-0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Are we doing a timeout here, too, or just letting the teams go talk to the coaches here while they bring the chains across? It's either going to be 4th and very short or 1st and 10 for Pierre. Again, boy, Huron had a chance to tackle Lewis back at about the 50, but Lewis spun and just kept the legs moving, and it is going to be short by maybe 4 or 5 inches. Now they're giving the ball to Huron, but now it's 3rd down. We'll take it if they want to give it to us. I think the yard marker guy maybe flipped it there before we knew for sure what down it was. So it's going to be 4th and inches for Pierre at the 48-yard line, and no reason to believe that Coach Steele won't go for it here. 10:07 to go in the first half. Pierre leading Huron 7-0. Pierre a long, methodical drive as they move the ball 94 yards in over 7 minutes. They lead it 7-0. So it's going to be fourth and about, I'd say a foot. Basically, they got to get right to the Huron 47-yard line, and the ball is between the 47 and 48. So fourth and short, Huron has jumped a few times. And now is Huron going to take a timeout? Well, we have different personnel in there than usual on defense. I will say that. Well, they're almost looking like it's going to be a pooch punt. Now it's going to be a run, and Zabel ran into his own guy, and we may have held. Zabel was back in kind of a sugar punt formation. He ran into his own blocker, and then Huron able to make the tackle. Holden Haig was among those on the top, but again, what stopped that as much as anything was the fact that Zabel, he was in a short punt formation, then he kept it and he ran into one of his linemen. Fortunate for Huron, and Huron will get the ball and get it in good field position at their own 47-yard line with 10:02 to go in the first half. Pierre leading 7-0, but a nice defensive stand there by Pierre. So first and 10 Huron, two receivers right, one left. Shotgun for McNeil. McNeil straight drop. He'll throw short. Cottell has it near sideline, past the 50, knocked out of bounds. Near the 45, good positive play on first down. Tackle for Pierre. Grayson Schetzel. Just the third pass attempt of the game for McNeil, but again, Huron hasn't had the ball a lot. Ball in Pierre territory again, just inside the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 8, second and 2 for Huron, just inside the Pierre 45. We're inside of 10 minutes to go in the first half. And again, shotgun, and McNeil will keep it himself. Nope, he's going to go to McNeil or to Cottell up the middle. Looks like he's got enough for the first down. Again, a good fake there as I bid on it. McNeil left it for Cottell, and this will be close to the first down. They spotted at the 43, and it is enough for the first down. Third first down of the first half for Huron. Be first and 10 Huron from the pier, 43-yard line. Tigers go Moting and Ganey to the right, Leyendecker to the left, shotgun for McNeil. McNeil straight drop, here comes the blitz, McNeil running for his life, throws it up for grabs, and incomplete, went right between Cash and Cottell and Spencer Easland, and that was a very fortunate play for Huron that did hit the ground. Cottell did have a shot at it, I will say that. But boy, the Pierce rush came in a hurry, and McNeil was running for his life immediately. Second and 10 from the 43-yard line for Huron. Pierre leads 7-0. We're early in the second quarter. Two receivers right. And Cottell in the backfield. We have two tight ends in the formation on second and 10. Hand off Cottell, and nope, McNeil kept it. He's rolling to the right again in trouble, and he's just going to throw it away. Did have a receiver in the vicinity there, but the pocket has not been as clean tonight as what it's been normally for McNeil. Pierre has very quick linebackers. Pierre is not as big as what they've been in past years, but a lot of quickness, a lot of wrestling-type guys back there, and they have a lot of speed, and we've seen it on the last two defensive plays. Third and 10 for Pierre, or third and 10 for Huron from the Pierre 43-yard line. I got to start watching the ball. I've been fooled by a couple of play fakes now. Shotgun and handoff up the middle. Cottell, he's got the 40, still fighting to the 39. It'll be fourth down, gain of about 4 on the play. And on the tackle was Elijah Bouche for Pierre. Ball up to the 40, so a gain of 3 on the play for Cashin. It looks like Huron will bring the punt unit in on fourth down. Fourth and 7 from the 40-yard line. Now Pierre changes some personnel, too, as Colby Hofer on the punt. Back deep to receive is Trey Lewis. They do have a man up short, about 10 yards ahead of Lewis. 8:43 to go, first half. Here's the snap, nice high kick, and Lewis going to let it bounce, and did that hit off a Pierre player? Boy, it almost looked like it did. Bubba Peterson picks it up. He can't score on that. But did that hit a Pier player? It almost looked like from here it hit the back of a Pier player who has the ball. Bubba Peterson definitely recovered it, but if it hit, it's a muff if it did hit Pier, which means you can't advance it. And now the officials are having a conference. It sure looked like from here that it was touched by a, and it is here on ball. It did come off the back of one of the up men for Pier, and Huron's going to have it first and 10 from the 14-yard line. So now here again, Huron's got good field position. You need to make, you need to get points off of this. Pier with the turnover. Officially a muffed punt. I put it down as a fumble. And Huron will keep the possession going. First and 10 from the Pier 14-yard line. Shotgun again for the Tigers. Is that... That's Caudill, and Caudill bobbles the snap, and he's going to be dropped all the way back to the 24-yard line. Went back to that Wildcat, and the snap was bobbled by Caudill, and boy, he was in trouble immediately as a number of Pier defenders came in on him. They'll spot it back to about the 22-yard line, so that's a loss of 8. It'll be second and 18 from the 22, so again, going backwards. Not what you want if you're the Huron Tigers. Second and long for Huron back at the 22-yard line. We're inside of 8 minutes to go in the first half. And back is Caudill. Throws over the middle. Was it a whistle dead? It was. And it is on Huron again. Yep, procedure on Huron. Third penalty, 15 yards and... Start the Huron had the ball at the 14. Now they're all the way back to the 27-yard line. And now it's going to be second down at about, what, 22? 23 is what they say on the scoreboard. I'll go with that. So second and long for Huron at the Pier. 27-yard line. Two receivers right, one left. McNeil in the shotgun. Throws over the middle. Dangerous pass is tipped and incomplete. There were three governors around Gavin Moding on that play. Incomplete. Be third and long for Huron from the 27-yard line. Now two down territory, really, because you can get some of it back and then maybe make fourth down more manageable. Of course, it would be better if they just got the first down here, but... Again, third and long, third and 23 from the 27-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Two receivers left, one right, shotgun, and McNeil will hand it off up the middle. Caudill, he's got the 20, the 15, still on his feet, and he'll get a big chunk of yardage back and, again, make that fourth down a little more manageable. See where they put him down? He almost got horse-collared on that. On the attack, oh, they'll put the ball at the 17-yard line, so a gain of 10 for Caudill. And it's going to be fourth down and about 12 for the Tigers from the 16-yard line. Again, Huron changes some personnel. Looks like Huron's going to try a field goal. Nick Kleinsaucer is in to kick. Spot the ball at the 23. This will be a 33-yard field goal attempt for Kleinsaucer. Snap is there. The kick is up and wobbly, and it won't get to the back of the end zone. The field goal no good. 6:41 to go in the first half. Still Pier 7 here on nothing. And Pier will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line. So again, Huron, and again, that's been a story a lot of this season, having chances, giving themselves good field position, but just not converting on those chances. Now Pier takes over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Empty backfield for Kaiser on the first and 10 play from the 20. Kaiser to pass, looking, all kinds of time. Still looking. Now he's going to tuck it under. He's going to come up field, and he'll get up past the 20, then drug out of bounds. As finally getting over there to him on the play was Holden Haig. Thackeray Hansen got a hand in on the play as well. And give kudos to the defensive backfield because Kaiser had all time to throw and had nobody to throw to. He does get a gain of, or we got a penalty on the, oh, a penalty on the play. I did not see that. Penalty marker on the play, and this is going to go against Pierre. Guess that's the other thing, too. When you got that much time to throw, the offensive linemen are wondering what's going on, and they may start grabbing. Fourth penalty, 30 yards on Pierre. They're backed up to their own 10, and it'll be first and 20 from the 10-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Pierre leading 7-0. Empty backfield again for Kaiser, and he's looking to pass. He's going to step up, comes off to the left. He's going to run it this time, gets away from Haig, turns the corner, and he'll be brought down on that far sideline after a gain of about 5 yards on the play. Thackeray Hansen on the stop. He got the start on defense tonight, basically to utilize his speed against the Pier speed. And Kaiser will, trying to see where they're spotting it. It looks like about the 13. It looked like he got more yardage than that, but he was going sideways the whole time. Gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 17 from the 13-yard line for the Governors. Now, Kaiser's coming out. I'm not sure what happened there, if he had an injury or something, but the Kaiser is coming off the field. And coming in, see if he's going to take over at quarterback, is Elijah Boucher. I'm not sure if he's actually going to take the snap. So I'm not sure what happened to Kaiser. He ran the ball and was knocked out of bounds on that far sideline. And it looks like maybe that's Zabel back at the shotgun here on 2nd down and 17. I believe that's Zabel anyway. Long count. He's just going to keep it going off to the left. Turns the corner, and he'll get up close to the 20-yard line. As again over there, Thackeray Hansen, who's played a nice first half defensively. And again, ran a long way, but didn't get it very far upfield, just up to the 16, maybe 17-yard line. So a gain of 3. It'll be 3rd and 14 for Pierre from the 16-yard line. Now, I believe Kaiser is back in at quarterback again for the third down play. 5:13 to go in the first half, 3rd and long for Pierre. And Kaiser will look far sideline, going deep, and the pass is caught and broken tackle, and this is going to go the distance. Touchdown to Pierre. And, oh, the Pierre player, is that Zabel? He also pulled up in the last 10 yards. It is a touchdown for Pierre, 83 yards. And then and I believe that was Zabel. Whoever it was, he kind of pulled up there right at the end. Touchdown Pierre, 83 yards, a 3rd and 13, and Huron could not get off the field. In fact, Pierre scores, and it's going to be, yep, it is Zabel on the 83-yard touchdown. An extra point attempt here for Pierre. Kick is up, low, but it is good. 14-0 Pier, 4:57 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, that's a little crush for the Huron Tigers. You had Pierre, 3rd and 13, deep in their own territory, but Pierre just lets it fly down the sideline. And the governor is able to take it in for the score. Now it's 14-0. Again, Zabel looked like he pulled up there a bit in the last 10 yards or so, taking it in to the end zone. We'll see if that's a development or not. Hansen and I believe Peterson are back deep to receive the kick again here for the Huron Tigers. 4:57 to go in the first half. Here now up 14-0. No, Zabel's on there to kick off, so he must be okay. And Hansen will return it from the 10. Up the middle of the field, flag on the play. Hansen all the way up to the 40-yard line, but probably going to come back. You got to think that's going to be some sort of blocking penalty against the Huron Tigers. Would erase what would have been some pretty good field position for the Tigers. And Hansen got it all the way up to the 40-yard line, but it's going to be walked off from the 30, and probably a hold would be my guess. Block in the back is what it is against Huron. Fourth penalty, 25 yards against Huron instead of first and 10 at the 40. Huron's going to have first and 10 at about the 20-yard line. Now Huron, they've had some chances, have not been able to score. We're inside the 5-yard line once, got held on downs, then missed a field goal once they were one time inside the 15. First and 10 for Huron from the 20. And straight up the middle, Cottell tries to break it outside. It's hogtied there after a gain of 3 or so on the play. The second down and 7 for the Tigers from the 23-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go. Been a very fairly quick first half. Our first quarter really flew by as Pierre had that long drive where they scored. You know, Scott, boy, you want to get something on the board here if you're the Huron Tigers before halftime. Second and 7 from the 23-yard line. And Cottell running that wildcat. He'll fake, and boy, that just hasn't worked. Now a flag comes in at the end of the play. I don't know if he could have a hold on that. Maybe it's a face mask or something. I think that's what Cottell is indicating. Again, that's a new formation. No, it is a hold on Huron. So, boy, Burette has stopped anyway, and still going to be a penalty against Huron. So another 10 yards. Huron will get second down over. But again, Huron just going. No, now they declined it, I think. Did I see him? Yep, they declined it. I didn't think they would accept that. So it's going to be a loss of 2 yards on the play for Cowdell, and the holding penalty will be declined, and it's going to be third and about 9 for Huron. And now what are we doing here? Okay, clock just rolling. We're inside of 4 minutes to go in the first half. Third and 9 for Huron from their own 21-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun, and McNeil going right, wants to do the option. He'll get brought down at about the 25. Decided just the option wasn't there. He's going to get what he could. He gets about 4 yards, officially his first carry of the game. Fourth down, and Huron's going to have to bring the punt unit in. And Pierre can envision some decent field position here with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. And Pierre has all their timeouts remaining. Trey Lewis is back deep to receive. Colby Hofer will punt for the third time. High kick by Hofer. Fair catch by Lewis. He'll grab it at his own 47. And again, good field position for Pierre. They have 3:05 to work with. Again, they have all three of their timeouts left. I think they have all three left. Or was there a timeout? First and 10 for Pierre. They have it at their own 47-yard line with 3:05 to go in the first half. So big series here for the Tiger defense. So you got to keep Pierre off the scoreboard. Hand off up the middle. Mosier has the head down. He's still got the head down. He's going to get a first down or very close to it. All the way down to the 42, just straight ahead running. Martin on the stop for Huron. That is enough for another first down for Pierre. Their sixth first down of the first half. Gain of 12 on the play for Brock Mosier. It'll be first and 10 from the 41-yard line of Huron. in the pistol. Again, the handoff, Mosier going off right tackle this time. He'll get to the 35, then push back by the white jerseys, Holden Haig and C.J. Ganey were in on the stop for the Tigers. And that's going to be a gain of about 6 on the play, 2nd and 4 for Pierre already to the Huron 35-yard line, taking their time. They got their timeouts left, 2:22 to go in the first half. In they'll go with the pistol formation here. And back to pass. Kaiser, he's under pressure, steps up, and he's going to come off to the right and get shoved out of bounds. Probably see if he got a short gain. He was shoved out by Bubba Peterson. It looks like he did get a short gain on the play. Got out of bounds as well, so that's going to save a timeout for Pierre. And it's going to be a gain of 2 on the play. It's going to be 3rd and 2. Good job of Kaiser. Huron had a good pass rush there, and Kaiser was able to get through it and actually get a little positive yardage and also stop the clock with 2:08 to go in the first half. Pistol formation on 3rd and 2. And Kaiser will keep it himself, gets away from Johnson, first down and more inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Flag at the end of the play. Looks like there was some extra contact with a couple of players. Tackle was made by Mason Juergens, I believe. Flag came after the play. I did see there was a little extracurricular, and who's this going to go against? Looks like it's going to go against the Huron Tigers. So tack on from the 24. So that was a gain of about 10 on the play for Kaiser. Unsportsmanlike on the Tigers, so this will be another, I assume, half the distance job from the 26. So a 13-yard penalty on Huron, and Pierre, boy, right back in scoring position. 6 penalty, 48 yards on Huron. And Pierre has it 1st and 10 from the 11-yard line. Pistol formation. Pierre trying to tack on another touchdown here inside of 2 minutes to go. First half play action. Throw to the corner and overthrown. Leyendecker was there with the receiver. Ty and Buss. Incomplete. It'll be 2nd down and 10. Bus, the transfer from Sturgis. Last year, Huron at Sturgis game, Bus gave Huron all kinds of issues catching the ball. 2nd and 10 from the 11. Clock stopped with 1:49 to go in the first half. And handoff, Lewis straight up the middle. Big hole inside the 5. Drags a tackler in for the touchdown. Trey Lewis, 11 yards, and Pierre quickly extends the lead to 21-0. Huron had the game where they wanted it, but boy, the last two possessions, Pierre has just did the things they needed to do. It's 20-0 with the extra point coming. Well, that big play is still the 3rd and 13, 83-yard touchdown pass for Pierre. Huron that close to getting off the field, instead Pierre in the end zone, and so far that has really been the turning point of this half. Extra point kick is up. It is good. 21-0 Pierre. 1:42 to go, first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Pierre starting to open up the lead here now. Boy, Huron had the game where they wanted it, down 7-0. But again, the inability to finish drives, really the story of this first half. Huron had a 1st and goal inside the 5, failed to score at a 1st and 10 inside the 15, and missed a field goal. And you got to take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves when you're playing a team like Pierre. Pierre with the kickoff, and Bubba Peterson will handle it at the 10-yard line, coming off to the left, Flag on the play again as Peterson is hit inside the 20. And it'll be first and 10 for Huron. Check the penalty marker, but boy, a lot of markers coming out against the Huron Tigers now. This will be the seventh penalty on Huron if it is against Huron, and usually on a kickoff it is against the return team. Flag's back at the 31-yard line. Tackle is made right at the 20. It looks like we're ready to back up the Huron Tigers again. Hold on, Huron. And now I have Huron 7 penalties, 58 yards. That will pin Huron back to their own 10-yard line. And at this point, Pierce still got all their timeouts remaining. Huron doesn't get a first down. Pierce can put themselves in position to score again. So first and 10 from the 10-yard line. And the shotgun, McNeil to pass, great drop. Here comes a rush now. McNeil going to come up. He'll throw short, and a short hop that was nearly intercepted. So you see there's a flag on the play. It looked like we had a there might have been a little hold on one of the linemen for Huron. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Pass was intended for Lion Decker. Minute 28 to go in the first half. Here leading 21-0. We did have a fast half going, but it has slowed down here now. Second down and 10 from the 10 for Huron. McNeil will hand it off to Caudill. Runs into a wall, not much. Maybe a couple of yards on the play. And do we have a timeout? The clock stopped anyway. Timeout, Pier. Minute 23 to go, first half. Pier leading 21-0. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Going to be third and 10 for Huron from the 10-yard line with a minute 23 to go in the first half. Pier uses their first timeout, and boy, Huron offense needs to find a way to get a first down here, or else Pierre's going to have it with pretty decent field position here and a chance to open up the game some more. Third and 10 from the 10-yard line. Huron has a couple of guys come in a little late. Well, one of them was McNeil, still talking to the coach. Shotgun for McNeil. He'll do a straight drop. Going to throw a deep far sideline. Looking for Ganey. Makes the catch. He was being held as well. Ganey makes the catch up to the 43. And Huron gets the first down. I mean, flat out, the defensive back had a hold of Ganey's jersey. They didn't call that. But Ganey made the nice over-the-shoulder catch up to the 43-yard line. Gain of 33, a first and 10 for Huron, and is Huron using a timeout? Well, we got the officials talking again. Is there a penalty marker? Oh, yep, there is a marker down. Maybe they did see the hold there by Pierre. Ball's spotted at the 43. The penalty marker is about 5 yards back from that. So see what that penalty is. Oh, roughing the passer going to be called on Pierre. And interference on Pierre. Both are declined. It'll be first and 10 for Huron at the 43-yard line. That was just simply Colt McNeil heaving it up over the middle, let one of his good athletes, in this case Ganey, make a play, and CJ did just that. And Huron gets out of the bad field position. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 43-yard line with a minute 17 to go in the first half. 2:30 two receivers right, one left, and the clock will roll now here with a minute 14 to go. And again, McNeil to pass. Here comes the pressure again. He's just going to throw it away. Well, it just has not been a lot of time for Colton to throw the ball. That'll stop the clock with a minute 6 to go. Second and 10 for Huron at their own 43-yard line. Peer leading 21-0. We're late in the first half. Had a very fast first quarter. Second quarter has been a little slower. Second and 10 from the 43-yard line. Moding and Ganey to the left, Leyendecker to the right, and roll out to the left, and here comes the blitz. McNeil going to throw it near sideline and way out of bounds. There was a blitzing linebacker coming from the opposite side, and flying in there was Tedian Winkler. Incomplete. It'll be third and 10 from the 43 for the Tigers. Well, Tigers have converted one third and 10 on this possession. Can they get a second one here? 1 minute exactly to go in the first half. We're coming up on 8 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM in Huron. Third and 10 for Huron from their own 43-yard line. Two receivers right, one left, and now a stoppage of play. Huron going to use a timeout. Timeout here on 3rd and 10. When we come back, we'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
New era in orthopedic care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron uses a timeout now, third and 10 from their own 43-yard line, 1 minute exactly to go in the first half. Pure leading 21-0, a pair of touchdowns here in the second quarter. And again, Huron's had a familiar problem that we've seen often this year, getting the ball into good field position, but then not being able to finish a drive. So third and 10 for Huron from their own 43-yard line. McNeil, straight drop, under some pressure, steps up, throws short, and the pass incomplete. Or did he catch it? It short hopped, I think. Incomplete. It'll be 4th and 10. So I assume here I'm just going to try to punt the ball away and pin Pierre Dak deep. I thought there was a flag on the play. There is a flag on the play. Roughing the passer on Pierre again. I thought I saw a flag there, but then I thought it was the reflection off of somebody's foot. So Huron's going to get a first down off of this, as roughing the passer for a second time this possession. The first one was declined because Huron had the first down, but this will go 15 yards. Fifth penalty, 45 yards on Huron. We've had plenty of penalty markers tossed here, but Huron, their fifth first down of the first half, and just like that, Huron is in Pierre territory at the Governor 43, first and 10. For Huron with 55 seconds to go in the first half. Huron, I believe, still with two timeouts left. And roll out to the left. Here's the pitch. Caudell turns the corner, gets caught from behind. And Caudell keeps the legs churning. He'll get to about the 40-yard line. Trey Lewis in on the stop. I believe the first man in there for Pierre was Grayson Schetzel. Gain of 2, maybe 3 on the play. We'll call 2 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 8. Huron uses a timeout with 44 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Out there, and it can be tough to find the right one.
Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Second and 8 from the 40-yard line for Huron. We're down to 44 seconds to go in the first half. See, Sean Myers is in at left tackle now for Huron. Thackeray Hansen is in the backfield for Huron as Caudell moves to a right slot on second and 8. And keeper for McNeil, not much there, and he's going to be dropped for a loss of a yard. Faked it to Hansen, went to the right, but Pierre was not biting on it. Good tackle made there on the far side by Lucas Chamberlain. Here on right up to the line on third and 8 from the 40-yard line. And McNeil will look to the far sideline. Pass complete. Ganey gets away from the first tackler, puts the head down. He'll get to about the 36. Gain of 4. It'll be fourth down with 10 seconds to go. And Huron probably just going to try to throw one downfield. Huron must be out of timeouts. So Huron going to get one last playoff here. Just throw the Hail Mary, as it were. McNeil throws to that far sideline, and it is intercepted at the goal line. And that will end the first half. Interception by Pierre, picking it off, was number 14, Spencer Skonsberg. And at the half, Pierre leads at 21-0. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with our halftime 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The customer appreciation sale at Slumberland Furniture in Huron has been extended. The sale has been extended through Monday, October 9th, so you still have time to save till Monday, October 9th. We're here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. Rich, tell us all the details.
This is a pretty exciting one for us. This one is very, very time sensitive, but these will be the biggest discounts of the year. Up to 65% off of list prices. We have an extra 10% off all clearance. We've got a great custom dining program that normally doesn't have any discounts. We have an extra 25% off that. And in addition to all those savings, we can still combine that with the no interest for 36 months. Tremendous low prices, great specials from all of our vendors. This is one of those events where they step up with extra discounts, extra specials, and again, we can combine all that with no interest for 36 months. For the customer appreciation sale here, 65% off list prices.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime here in Pierre, Governor's lead 21-0. Huron, despite giving up a long drive early, had some chances here. And boy, the turning point in that first half is still that second touchdown by Pierre. Huron down 7-0 at Pierre, 3rd and 13 at their own 17, but give up an 83-yard touchdown pass. And then Pierre scores again after that. And Huron just not able to recover from that, and 21-0 here at the half. Huron Tiger volleyball team picked up a straight set win tonight at the arena, defeating Rapid City Central 25-11, 18-16. Quick turnaround for the Tiger girls as they will go back to the arena tomorrow and host Rapid City Stevens, who's playing at Mitchell tonight, and we'll have Stevens and Huron on there tomorrow afternoon. Matt Watson will get the play-by-play turn tomorrow here on Tiger 95. Again, 21-0. Pierre leading here at the half. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes. Take a look at the stats next on Dakota Sports.
A new era in orthopedic care. HRNC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!